It's always good to visit with friends, especially during the holidays. Former U.S. Ag Secretary John Block, a longtime friend of mine, I'm proud to say, has recently written a book. During our annual meeting of the National Farm Broadcasting a few weeks ago, the Secretary and I had an opportunity to sit down and talk about it. Former Ag Secretary John Block attended the NAFB annual meeting again this year. This time, he brought a book along. Pigs, Politics, and Persistence, the title of the book Mr. Block has written, and we had a chance to sit down and talk about it a little bit and renew our annual acquaintance. John, congratulations on the book. You brought several copies with you. They were sold out immediately, and I think that has to make you feel pretty good.
Well, I'm glad. It's not that I get a lot of money from it, but it's, I think the message I'm getting out is this is what I've done and my efforts to support agriculture and support President Reagan when he was in there and in the military, and I've done a lot of things. And okay, I have a chance to write it up and talk about it, and if anybody wants to read it, that's great.
During the convention, we had the chance to informally talk as well, and I asked you how long it took you to write the book and really how you decided to do it.
Well, it took longer than you think. I'd say probably 3 years, because I didn't just jump in and sit down and write. I pulled a lot of information back from information of things that we did when I was Secretary of Agriculture. And the newspapers wrote about all that stuff then, and the farm magazines wrote about that stuff. And so I used some of that, and then I used what I might want to write about it or my comments on it. And I went through so many different phases in my life. You know, I could write a little bit about almost any of them, and that adds up to quite a few words.
Well, you started out, of course, raised on a farm in Knox County in Illinois, and of course, you're still a major part of that farming operation and return to the farm from your home in the D.C. area several times during the year. And also in the service, and then in the political arena as Illinois Director of Agriculture, and then also, of course, as the Ag Secretary for U.S. So a lot of changes, John, in all of that time period, not just with your life, but the things that you saw and observed in agriculture.
Oh, man, it's just not anywhere near the same. I mean, listen, when I was just growing up, first of all, in our house for the first 5 or 6 years, we didn't have any electricity or running water. I went to a grade school, and we had a pump outside to pump water for us, and there were about 8 or 9 kids in the school in 8 grades. So, but anyway, we did all of those things are different, and my dad was picking corn by hand and throwing it into a wagon. So there's nothing like that today. Our combines, 8-yard rows or 12 rows, and just shelling it and augering it in to another carrier wagon, and then that's augering it into a trailer truck, and off it goes to the elevator. Everything is different. And then the other things that I did, I mean, I hadn't planned it this way, but I was going to go to college, and my parents wanted me to go to college. They'd both tried to go in the 30s, and they had to quit. They didn't have enough money to do it. But I ended up, had a friend of mine that was a Naval Academy graduate, or he was in the Naval Academy, and I talked to him, and he convinced me I should go to the Naval Academy, but I checked with my congressman, and he says, I don't have any Naval Academy appointments available, but I got one for West Point. Well, you have to take an exam to see who gets on a train and truck. I ended up going to West Point to take the exam. And 2 weeks later, I got a message back from him, and he said, well, you did it. You passed it. So I went to West Point, jumped out of airplanes with the 101st Airborne Division. But then I came back to the farm. That was where I really wanted to be.
Well, since then, sir, of course, again, as we've mentioned before, and many are well aware of your political history as Director of Ag in Illinois and then USDA Ag Secretary, but your love for the farm, your passion for agriculture remains the same.
That always pulled me back to the farm. Not that I didn't do other things. I did. But even when I was Secretary of Agriculture, I'd get back a little bit, harvest, two or three or four other times or five, and had big farm events on my farm each year, inviting members of Congress and corporate agriculture like John Deere and other big companies to come by. And I had the French Minister of Agriculture was over there, and the Prime Minister of France, he came. And I had the Vice President, he was riding the combine with me. Listen, it was a great time.
And a lot of the information we've been talking about included in that book. For those that are interested in buying it, and I'm sure several will, how can they do that?
Well, it's not a terribly expensive book, but to me it's a great book. It's $20, and we're going to have a setup someplace where they could buy it. I don't have it set up yet. Okay. I just brought samples of it here, and of course, I'm not surprised, I guess, quite, but they gobbled them up pretty fast.
Well, you take care of yourself, and thanks again for your time and your longtime friendship.
All right, thank you very much. It's always great to see you. We've done so many things together.
As we continue with the program this morning, and before I close up shop, a couple of things I wanted to mention to you. Many people like to continue their holiday decorations and Christmas tree for several days after Christmas, and that might be the case at your house, but I received information that I thought made sense, and if you have a real tree and not artificial, after the holidays, don't toss it into the trash. Since real trees are biodegradable, they can be easily recycled or repurposed into mulch and more. The National Christmas Tree Association offers suggestions to give your tree a second life. While programs vary by community, here's a list of some of the most common ones. Curbside pickup for recycling. Take your tree to a drop-off recycling center. Tree recycling and mulching programs are a fast-growing trend in communities throughout the nation. Nonprofit pickup is another option. Call for an appointment to have a nonprofit organization in your area pick up your tree. According to my information, some Boy Scout troops offer a pickup service for a small donation. Many times they save $5. If you put your tree out as yard waste, cut it to fit loosely into your yard waste container. The National Christmas Tree Association advises you to never burn your Christmas tree in a fireplace or a wood stove. I don't have any idea, of course, how many of you still prefer a real Christmas tree versus an artificial one, but I thought this information might be of interest to you. Also wanted to mention again, even though I've had it on quite a bit this week, including an interview yesterday with Raylan Parmalee with the Illinois Farm Bureau, concerning then the Federal Appeals Court reinstatement enforcement of the Corporate Transparency Act. Well, this requires businesses to disclose their beneficial ownership information to the U.S. Treasury. The Treasury Department's Financial Crimes Enforcement Network, known as FinCEN, alerted that the reporting requirement was back in effect a few days ago. But then it extended the deadline from the 1st of January to the 13th to file reports, saying companies created before 2024 now would have until that time, so January 13th, to file them with the agency. According to Raylan Parmalee in the interview that we aired yesterday, for farms, she said, we're typically looking at organizations like a family-held corporation or LLC or a partnership registered with the state. It's suggested that farmers are encouraged to contact an accountant or their attorney if they're unsure whether they are required to file their business's BOI with FinCEN. Also, since this is our final Early Bird Farm Report for 2024, I want to thank all of you and our listening audience for your continued listenership and wish you in advance a Happy New Year. From our sponsors to all of their customers, thanks for your business this year. We really appreciate it and look forward to continue to serve and work with you in 2025. Well, that's our time for the program this morning. As always, I'm glad you joined us. Hope you will again next Saturday. And in the meantime, enjoy the weekend. I'm Mike Perrine.